pray and think on these scriptures when looking for joy. Proverbs 15:15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who has a merry heart has a continual feast. Proverbs 15:13. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by the sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. Proverbs 17:12. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Isaiah 12:3. Therefore with joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation. Pray and think on these scriptures when combating illness. Isaiah 53:4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their distresses. Psalms 103:2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Psalms 148:1. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His is above the earth and heavens. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 1 Peter 2:24. Who he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Acts 3:16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made his man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes from him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by resentment. Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. 2 Corinthians 9:11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Matthew 18:21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brothers sin against me, and I forgive them? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both the body and soul in hell. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. 1 Peter 1:26. Therefore, it is also in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Luke 12:32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Zechariah 4:6. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 58. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Ephesians 6:7 and 8. With goodwill doing service to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by anger. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure you use it will be measured back to you. Proverbs 13:10. By pride comes only contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you in gladness. He will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Matthew 5:22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in the danger of the council, but whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hellfire. Philippians 4:5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? John 10:27-30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall not ever perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And lo, no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both in will and to do for his good pleasure. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. John 3:17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:34 and 35. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Proverbs 1:19-19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you deliver him, you will have to do it again. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Pray and think on these scriptures when confronted by failure. Proverbs 2:6-7. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. 1 Corinthians 1:5. That you are enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge. Deuteronomy 5:6-7. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Proverbs 3:5-7. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. John 10:27-30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who hath given them to me, is greater than all. And lo, no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore let no one glory in men, for all things are yours. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all who dwell therein. Romans 8:37. Yet in all things you are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 43:16-19. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, and a path through the mighty waters. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Zephaniah 3:19. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. And think on these scriptures when confronted by loneliness. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Psalms. Shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Hebrews 13:5. Let your without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. That I will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Luke 9:59. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me go and bury my father. Revelations 3:7-8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. 1 Peter 2:6. Therefore, it is all contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. John 10:27-30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who hath given them to me, is greater than all, and lo, no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Isaiah 55:7-8. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Luke 11:9-10. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Proverbs 10:16. The labor of the righteous leads to life, the wages of the wicked to sin. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.